I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, February 13th. A child playing with matches sparked a fire in a public housing complex in Quincy last evening. Police say the fire broke out at 14 Bicknell Street in Germantown at about 5:30 yesterday afternoon and caused heavy smoke damage. No one was hurt. However, the Department of Children and Families was notified about the 6-year-old child being left unattended. Firefighters cleared the scene about an hour later. Quincy School Committee has once again voted against making Lunar New Year a school holiday next year. Officials last night voted 4-3 against the proposal from school committee woman Courtney Pertios. Pertios said it is a moot point for 2026 because Lunar New Year falls during the February school vacation week. Several community members spoke in favor of creating the Lunar New Year holiday. However, opponents argued it would place a burden on working parents who would need to find childcare. Students may take Lunar New Year as an excused absence for cultural reasons. Officials said this past Lunar New Year in January, over 80% of students did attend school. Police in Abington are searching for a suspect after they discovered credit card skimmers at a store Monday. The Abington Police Department said they responded to Trucci's Supermarkets for an investigation. Officers said Trucci's management explained that a customer was having difficulty using their credit card to pay for their items. The manager then came over to assist, discovered a skimming device on the credit card machine. The manager checked the rest of the registers and found two more devices, which officers said they photographed and seized as evidence. Officers contacted the United States Secret Service and the state police to assist in the investigation. The impacted machines at Trucci's were at registers 3, 7, and 8. Officers said anyone who used their credit card at the store recently should monitor credit card statements and report any fraudulent activity to police. A man has been indicted on a slew of charges in connection with the shooting death of another man in a parking lot in Plymouth last year. 24-year-old David Jerome of Plymouth was indicted by a Plymouth County grand jury on charges including murder and firearms violations for the death of 41-year-old Brent Berkeley. Officers responding to a report of a person shot in the Middle Street parking lot in downtown Plymouth found Berkeley suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. Berkeley was taken to Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital in Plymouth, where he was pronounced dead. Investigators determined that Berkeley and Jerome were involved in a minor traffic incident, and a physical altercation between the two ensued before the shooting. Jerome also had his 18-month-old son in a car seat at the time of the incident. Witnesses at the scene identified Jerome. He was arrested by Plymouth police. Jerome will be arraigned in Plymouth Superior Court at a later date. Fabric and crafts retailer Joann announcing yesterday it will be closing about 500 stores nationwide, almost a year after filing for bankruptcy. The Hudson, Ohio-based company, which operates more than 800 stores, declared bankruptcy in March of 2024 while reporting between $1 billion and $10 billion in debt. In court documents, the retailer blamed higher costs from shipping overseas products, as well as waning consumer demand. At the time, they planned to keep stores open, but in January, the company began Chapter 11 proceedings to start a sale process. Joann's store closures are happening in almost every state, including Massachusetts. Going out of business sales are expected to start Saturday and could continue for several months. Gift cards are still being accepted for in-store purchases, but not online shopping. This is the latest in a series of store closures for major retailers. In December, Party City said it would be closing all its stores just a day after announcing mass layoffs at headquarters. In January, Macy's said it would be closing 66 underperforming stores nationwide. No timetable has been released for when Joann's stores will start closing. Early education and care providers serving low-income families are requesting a funding boost to support staff wage increases. And top Democrats on Tuesday stressed their commitment to the sector while also reflecting on escalating uncertainty about federal support. The 28 Head Start programs in Massachusetts receive more than $185 million in annual federal funding, and they rely on a smaller pot of state dollars to cover staff pay, including for mental health consultants and behavioral specialists. Head Start and Early Head Start programs, which offer services to pregnant women and children from birth to age 5, are free to families with incomes that are less than the federal poverty level. Governor Healey recommended funding Head Start state supplemental grants at $18.5 million in her fiscal 26 budget, same as the 25 budget. The Massachusetts Head Start Association, which gathered hundreds of educators and advocates on Beacon Hill this week, said it's seeking $20 million for the account. Massachusetts Head Start programs employed over 4,200 people last year. Now, 35% of preschool teachers hold a bachelor's or higher degree. They earned an average salary of $42,000. Wages and mental health issues are the top reasons staff left the programs, which supported over 11,600 children last year. Funding for Head Start supplemental grants has increased by 93% over the last 6 years. House Speaker Ron Mariano, a former Quincy public school teacher, said Head Start made his job easier since students came to his classroom after developing key social skills in the early education programs. Beth Ann Strollo, CEO of Quincy Community Action Programs, said that organization's Head Start program is at the former St. Joseph's School in Quincy Point, where Mariano lives. QCAP is rebuilding the playground there. It will be named after Mariano and his wife, who is also a retired teacher. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow down 225, NASDAQ rose 6, the S&P fell 16. Asian stocks mostly higher. The dollar fell, the euro is up, oil at $70 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat San Antonio 116-103. The National Weather Service forecast for today: scattered showers, the high of 42. Cloudy tonight, low 28. Tomorrow, sunny and windy, the high of 30. Saturday, some afternoon snow at a high of 32. The snow continues overnight and changes to a wintry mix on Sunday as high Sunday climb into the low 40s. President's Day Monday, sunny, windy, and cold. The forecast for the marine interests is for 2 to 3 foot waves, southeast winds at 15 to 20, changing to the southwest, gusting to 30 knots, high tide 11:51 this morning. Sunrise 6:42, sets at 5:14. Traffic note: Four River Bridge scheduled to open Thursday and Friday at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, February 13th.